We've been talking about the fact that snakes are starting to get quite active at this time of year. We thought we'd talk more about it with the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning Senior Wildlife Management Officer, Layla Brooke. Layla, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is it when you're leading into a new summer, is it like, I guess, some other things that you can sort of predict whether it's going to be a bad season or a good season in terms of the amount of snakes about?
Well, snakes are in a lot of different habitats, especially in regional Victoria. So they're common in rural areas and around the suburban fringe, but they can also be found close to cities and towns, especially around watercourses and parklands. And as the weather warms up, snakes are becoming more active. So whether you're outside exercising or gardening, please be aware that snakes are around and make sure you're informed about what to do if you see one.
We're of the impression that that snakes are always on their way somewhere, but probably the most times people come across them is when they disturb a hidey hole. Is that the case?
Yeah, snakes are attracted to shelter, such as piles of rocks or timber, sheets of metal and building materials. So it's a good idea to maintain lawns and clean up around your house so these areas are less appealing to snakes. But snakes are likely to know about nearby areas of shelter around the house as well. So it can sometimes look like snakes are heading somewhere.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I guess, you know, obviously avoid at all costs because pretty well all the snakes in Australia seem to be poisonous, do they not?
There are lots of different species of snakes in Australia. Some are poisonous, some are venomous and some aren't. In central Victoria, you're most common to come across the eastern brown snake, but there's also red-bellied black snakes and tiger snakes. These three species are venomous, but it is rare for them to bite people.
Yeah.
Well, is it something that, people often say, oh, I don't know, I'll just go for them, but you're best to leave them alone, aren't you, if you come across a snake?
Yes, you certainly should leave them alone. If you do see one, keep calm and give them an opportunity to move on. They're generally very shy and they do prefer to keep away from people. So if you can, move yourself and anyone with you, including your pets, away from the area until the snake's moved away.
I guess the other thing that's really important to point out too is that it is illegal to kill snakes.
Yes, it is. Snakes are protected in Victoria. So if you have an unwanted snake around your home, don't try and catch it yourself.
Yeah.
Instead, you can call DELP on 136 186 and get further advice on local authorised wildlife controllers that can catch the snake for you.
Yeah, the problem is, I suppose, with dogs or something, dogs and cats, like they like going for the electric ropes, don't they? And how long have you got to get your pet to a vet or something if they get bitten?
If you do suspect your pet's being bitten, take it to a vet immediately. If you do have a snake around your house or you suspect there's one around, it's a good idea to tie your pet up until the animals move through.
Yeah. Well, Layla, just to make people aware, it's a good time to do so. We appreciate your time this morning and let's hope it's a safe season in terms of snake bites. And thanks for talking to us.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Layla Brooke, Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning Senior Wildlife Management Officer on the Wake Up Call at Gold, Central Victoria.